You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. The council is giving additional funding for adult social care a cautious welcome. It was announced by the Chancellor in his budget. Meanwhile, money is being made available for community projects in villages near the Allerton Waste Recovery Park. Here's County Councillor Don McKenzie to tell us more.
North Yorkshire County Council has clearly challenges as far as adult social care is concerned, as do many, many other, I would say, all county councils and the relevant authorities throughout the country. We are getting older, we're living longer. In fact, North Yorkshire County Council has a greater share of its population who are of pensionable age, in other words, over 65 or 66, than many other parts of the country. And that brings challenges with it. And we've recently introduced an adult social care precept of 2%, which will give us extra funding. The Chancellor has also said that an additional £2 billion of grant funding to be available to local authorities to be spent on adult social care is forthcoming, which is good news, of course it is. And we also welcome the fact that central government has indicated they will carry out a strategic review of adult social care funding with a green paper promised for later this year. But I have to say that county council members do feel that a fairer government funding deal would be very welcome. North Yorkshire County Council is one of the poorest funded of local authorities in the country, and that's something that we do wish to address. And in the coming financial year, 2017-18, the County Council faces additional costs of something like £13 million in providing adult social care, and that in fact now accounts for almost half of the Council's overall budget. So that gives you some indication of the level of the challenge presented to us by adult social care and an ageing population. And of course there are additional pressures from things like the National Living Wage, from inflation, and indeed there were some savings we were hoping to make in adult social care that we cannot now make simply because of the increased demand on our services. So whilst we welcome some aspects of the budget, clearly there remain great challenges for a council like North Yorkshire County Council.
And although these are challenges, they're ongoing, it's still important to help communities day to day. And one of the ways you do that is a grant scheme related to the Allerton Park waste incinerator.
It is. When the planning permission was given to Allerton Park for Amy to construct their waste recovery park, we also asked that a community grant scheme be set up, and that indeed was launched in October 2015. So this makes available a total of £840,000 for various community organisations to come forward to make a bid for a grant. And so far, we have given out more than £300,000 since its launch a year and a half ago.
And it's important, isn't it, with schemes like this, everyone remembers how much controversy surrounded it. It's important that the communities that live next door to it get something in return for having it on the doorstep.
Absolutely right. There was controversy when planning permission was being sought and when planning permission was given. Frankly, from my point of view, I'm very pleased that we will reach a stage very soon now where we no longer have to put our waste into the ground. That surely cannot be a good environmental thing to do. And we then, after the end of this year, will be burning much of our unrecycled waste and producing heat and plenty of power from that. So it'll be like a power station as opposed to an incinerator of waste. But it is important then to support local communities who will have this facility near them. And for example, Arkendale, Conythorpe and Clareton Parish Council recently made a successful application for more than £25,000 worth of cost for survey work and professional fees, which they will use to have regeneration projects and replanting projects. And they're also even refurbishing a telephone box. So that's an example of the sort of schemes that community groups and businesses can apply for, up to a value of £50,000 each. And further details of this can be found on the Two Ridings Community Foundation website, which is at www.trcf.org.uk, and then search there for the grants of Allerton Park.